Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the Banim of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Arba Achen, Nesuin Arba Nashim, you have four brothers that are married to four women. Umesim, when all the brothers die, so Imratzo Hagadol, Sheba Hem Liabim, Eskulan, Arashus Biyadai. If the oldest remaining brother, we'll see the Gemara is going to explain, if the oldest remaining brother wants to do Yibim on all four, so he's allowed to, he could choose to do Yibim to, on all four women, because they're coming from separate brothers. However, Misha Yenasu Lishdei Nashim, if one brother is married to two women, Umes, and that brother dies, Reuven dies, so Biyasei Chalitzas, so then Shimon does not, even if he wants to, perform Yibam on both of them, or Chalitza. He just does Yibam or Chalitza on one, and then that patterns the other, because they're only married, they're only coming from one brother. In this case, where Reuven had two wives, but one of them was Ksheira Lekuhuna, and the other one was anyways Pasul Lekuhuna, because she was previously divorced. So, if Shimon's going the Chalitza route, he should dafka do Chalitza to the Psula, who's anyways Pasul Lekuhuna. Chalitza asers to kuna. So why do chalitza on the ksheira and then add another woman who's pasul kuna? Just do chalitza on the psula. Yimhay miyabim, miyabim the ksheira. However, if he's going the yibam route, so then he could even do yibam on the kasher one. Now says the Gemara, Arba Achin Salkadaitach, are we really discussing a case of four brothers? Then we discuss there being an extra brother, another brother. We say the oldest brother could be miyabim all four. Aleima Arba Me'achin, four brothers from this family, they were married to four women. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah then said, "Arishus biyadai." The Rishus, it's up to him to be miyab. If he wants to, he could be miyabim all four. Ask the Gemara, "Vishafkile? Do we really just allow him to go ahead and marry all four?" V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, "V'karulei zikni yirai hein v'loy shulchan." The Bezdin has to discuss the yibum or chalitza with the yavam, not a shliach. Who did really love Malamish Messino Eto Hagenis like that they're supposed to give him good advice. Who yelled Vizakena, who's Zakin, Vialda, if he's very young and she's very old, or who's he's very old and she's very young. So I'm like, Malacha Eto Yalda, Malacha Eto Zakena, we tell him, why would you marry someone such a different age gap? Klach Eto Shakamaischa, Altasim Katata Bebescha, is going to cause Shalom bias issues, marry someone your own age. So you see, we're supposed to give him good advice. So how can we just allow the Yavam to marry all four women? L'chayre, that's not good advice. It's a lot of financial support, says the Gemara. Leitzricha de Efshalei. We're discussing a case where he has the financial means to do it. Well, ask the Gemara. So why are we discussing dafka four? We may discuss a case of even more than four. Says the Gemara. It's a toiva kamashmulan that arbin tfeiloi kihechid nematzia oinam b'chaydash. We don't want him to lose out. We don't want the women to lose out on at least having oina once a month. Since the oina over here is going to be once a week, so if he has four wives, so it's going to end up being that each one gets a turn once a month. If it's going to be more than four wives, it's going to be less than once a month, and that won't be good for Shalom Bayis. Misha Yanasui, we said if he's married to two women, so Shimon only does Yibam or Chalitza to one of them. Ask the Gemara and Yabim with Tervayu, why not to both? Says the Gemara, Amr B'chir Bar Abba, Amr B'yechnan, Amr Kra, Asher Lo Yivnes Beis Achiv. Beis Achiv Hu Baina, Ve'inu Baina Shnei Batim. That a person's only supposed to do Yibam on one and not on two. So if a Nachlitz a Tervayu, why don't we allow him to do Chalitza?